Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today, I received an email and in which there was a topic and one of my listeners asked me this question, and that was, is taking a nap is good for your health? So this was the question. So then I just replied that listener that tomorrow, just wait for tomorrow, I will be making an episode on it. So here I am. So actually his question is very important actually, because there is a lot of confusion. If you use net, then you will be finding that if you Google it, then you will be finding that you will be finding lots and lots of advantages of nap. At the same time, you will be finding lots and lots of disadvantage of also naps. So as you know that everything has some pros and cons. So first you need to understand why nap is important, or whether first of all the question is taking a nap is good for health or not. So for from my opinion, yes, it is good, and the way I will be telling you today, so just experiment it like I am doing. So just experiment it, then come to the conclusion that whether the net version, the Google version that the people are telling, some are saying it's advantageous, some are saying it's disadvantage to take nap, then you can come to conclusion. First today I will be telling you how to take nap, and also why to take nap. And first of all, let me tell you, yes, taking nap is good for health. First, this is the first thing, taking a nap is good for health. So now how today or whatever, whenever you wanna do, just experiment it, or just after listening this episode, just experiment it and do this practice for at least minimum 1 month. Then you will be getting results in that only, and then you will be getting the benefits of nap. Because see, taking nap is good. You found a way, lots and lots of places, like you might be if you Google it, then you will be finding that all Google employees are taking nap because they are earning a lot of money, they are getting millions dollars and like that. So you will definitely be thinking that they are also productive, they are the most productive people, and they are taking naps. So that's why so that there might be a reason why we must also take nap. So you will think all these ideas, but this is the problem with that is, see, you don't know how to take. You are just focusing on that term nap, but how to take nap, that those Google employees won't told you. So this is the problem. You don't know how to take. You know why to take, but you don't know how to take. So today I will be discussing all these things. So let me begin. So first of all, yes, taking a nap is good, but the problem with nap is when it becomes a disadvantage is that if you are taking a fixed timing of day nap. So what does this mean, fixed timing of day nap? That means you have fixed the timing, that fixed a particular slot. Let's say after meal, after lunch, I will be taking nap. And now second most important thing is, first you will be doing one mistake with nap is fixed timing of day. This is the first mistake. Second mistake is, you don't know the how much for how much duration, because you will be finding a range, a good amount of range. So this is the problem. You will be finding a good amount of range in that. That means somebody will be telling you in some website, you will be finding it's better to take 30 minutes to 1 hour nap. And in some other website, you will be finding 2 to 3 hours nap, or 5 or 10 minutes to 3 hours nap, like that you will be finding. But now you need to understand that you must know also the timing of nap. So let me tell you, the timing of nap must be, see, if you haven't gone or if you haven't faced any competitive examination, then you know the reality of one the people who are in the competitive examination. Let's say I'm a student and I'm right now in a competitive examination. So for competitive examination people, what they are doing, they can't sleep for, let's say, 1 hour 2 hours. They can't take 1 or 2 hour nap. So what they are doing, they are taking 7 minutes to 20 minutes nap. Now this is also possible. So this is also one red pill that the competitive people, they are, you will be finding that they are earning lots and lots of money, but what is they are doing that is different, that they are taking nap, but they are taking restricted nap, limited nap, and also as required nap. That means whenever I am requiring nap, then I will only take nap. It's not like I will be taking a fixed time day nap. That means after meal, every day I will be taking nap. Then that is not right. Now, why I will also tell you that, why that is also not right. See, the first problem with nap is if you are taking long nap. The first problem with taking long nap is that if you are taking a long nap, then you won't be sleeping at time. Let's say you are maintaining a schedule, and in your schedule, you are sleeping at, let's say, 10 p.m. So you won't be able to sleep at 10 p.m. because you have taken a long nap in the afternoon, and now you are not in a position because sleep will not come to you. So when sleep will not come to you, then you have to again won't be able to sleep even though you have turned off the light, but you won't be getting sleep. And then at 11 you slept. So this is the problem, and you have disturbed your sleep cycle. So this is the problem with nap. That's why you don't know how to take nap. If you know, then no problem. Then nap is good for health. So in this way, you have seen just now that taking long nap, how it disrupts your sleep cycle. That means your body cycle. That is also called a circadian rhythm. So circadian rhythm will get disturbed. Body sleep cycle will get disturbed if you are taking long naps. So restricted nap, so whenever I am using the term nap, always think in your mind that Ted is talking about restricted nap. So nap, that means restricted nap. So take restricted nap. That means 7 minutes, 20 minutes. Now you will also find that it does not mean you can't proceed for long. You cannot sleep for long. See, one thing also you must understand that, let's say that happens to me also. Like, let's say for some day, I was not able to take proper seven. Let's say I'm taking, because I'm telling you that I'm sleeping for 7 hours. So let's say in some day I was not able to sleep for 7 hours, just slept for 5 hours or 6 hours. So now there is something called a sleep debt. So now sleep debt will come to me. That means I have to repay that 1 hour that I haven't slept on that particular day. So in that case, you will be finding that when you have slept for nap, by setting the timer for, let's say, 10 minutes. Now you will be finding that since you haven't completed your sleep debt, your sleep cycle that was 7 hours, but you have taken 6 hours, then you will be sleeping more than that. That means you won't be able to wake up within 10 minutes or 20 minutes time. Then in that case, you will finding that because now you can't do, because you have not taken proper 7 hours sleep. So now your body now wants to repay your debt that you taken for sleep. So that is a different thing. But this will also happen with you. That's why I'm also telling the consequences. So no need to worry for that, because yes, I have not slept for 7 hours on that day. So now my nap is getting disturbed and I have slept for more. So that's okay. So it's not like that Ted is there has said only 20 to 20 minutes. See, set the timer between 7 to 20 minutes. Now what happens, that you can't control. That is the thing. You have to the timing must be in your mind that only I will be telling maximum of 20 minutes and minimum 7 minutes. Minimum 7 is if you are beginner, then minimum 7 minutes is very difficult for you, because for people who are competitive or who are in a competitive examination, then they are it's a cakewalk for them because they don't want to waste time because they just want refreshment and then they again get back to work, study that means. So for them it is easy. Like I am also able to take 7 hours, 7 minutes nap, but not always. It might extend to, let's say, 15 minutes. That means I was not able to wake up at 7, even though my mobile was, my alarm was ringing, then also I was not able to wake up. Then after 13 or 14 minutes, I wake up. So that is different thing. I was in the range. Even sometime I have crossed if I am not able to sleep for, let's say I have created sleep that on some day I was not able to sleep for 7 hours, just taken 6 hours. Then that is a different thing. So this is one thing that you must notice, that this will also happen to you. So no need to worry for that, but the timing must be in your mind. That means 7 minutes to 20 minutes. 20 minutes maximum and minimum 7. Or minimum 10, whatever you want, that as per your wish. I have just given you the range. In this range you must sleep. Now why? That's a very good question. One will definitely ask, like just now I have tell you why not to take long naps. That's this I have just told you why not to take long naps, because it will disturb your cycle, sleep cycle. In the night you won't be able to sleep at the proper time that you have assigned in your schedule, let's say 10 p.m. so you won't be able to do that. Now why 7 minutes to 20 minutes? Because it won't be affecting that night time, because 7 minutes to 20 minutes, it will not be affecting. You can experiment it. Even if you have gone for 30 minutes, then also, but no need to do that now, because just refreshment. And now this was the one thing. Even if you, whatever you wanna do, but 7 minutes, 20, or even extend to 30. But if you are extending more than that, then you will be seeing that you are not able to sleep at night. So that totally depends on you. I have given the range 7 to 20. Now this is first thing. Second, no need to take long nap. This is the second thing. And last thing, that is, what do you mean by TED, fixed time day of nap? Now this is the problem. Like if somebody said that, set the timing that I will always be taking nap after lunch. Now what will happen? No, in some day or the other, you will be finding that you are taking a long nap. I don't know. It will occur that, or even it will occur that you just set the time of, let's say 10 minutes and you have slept for 1 hour. So sometimes it will happen. And if you are in a competitive examination, then it will hamper you. So this is the problem with that. So now why not to take fixed time nap? I have told you the reason. Now then, what is the best way to take nap and when to take nap? Now let me give you that red pill also. And that is, you must take nap when you feel stressed. Now this is the red pill. That means if you are little bit cautious, little bit you are feeling stressed, then at that time you must take nap. That means at that time you must take nap. So depending on your mood, that means if you are a little bit sad, or if you are a little bit angry, or if you are a little bit in fear, then at that time, or stress, that means leading to depression, that indirectly. So if you are in depression, or then at that time take nap. Because it will recharge you, and those emotions will get away. So this was the thing that you must follow, that take nap, but take anonymous nap. That means not fixed time that I will be taking, because don't make it as like, otherwise you are maintaining again a sleep cycle in nap also, after lunch every time. So that is the thing. Because if you are taking untimely nap, then what will happen, that it will not be disturbing your sleep cycle. So this is the thing. So that's why take anonymous untimely nap whenever required. That means whenever you want to sleep. Like let's say I am also sometimes I am feeling stressed or like that. So I am sleeping untimely, and then I am sleeping just for 7 to 10 minutes or 10 to 7 to 20 minutes, whatever I will be putting an alarm, and then I will be able to wake up. So that is a different thing. So this you must follow, and it will definitely
help you to recharge and then again get back to work. Either you study or get back to work. But the timing and fixed, no need to do a fixed time whenever required. That means, like I'm also telling you one last thing, that in a day I'm taking more than 2 times nap. Sometimes, not always. Always one time if required. Otherwise, if that day gone well, then no issues. Otherwise, in some day I have even taken, I'm telling you, this red pill also, even I'm not taking timely nap. So just because of that reason, my mind is free to take nap anytime. Now this is the good thing about that. So let's say I'm in stress, so on that day I have taken 2 to 3 times nap. So I can even do that because mind is free. I'm not taking timely nap. I'm taking untimely nap. So that's why for 7 minutes or 10 minutes I have slept for 2 times. And it does not hamper. I was able to sleep at night also at time and on the correct time. So that's about it. I think you get it. So that's about it. Okay, bye-bye.